Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, here with the amazing and illustrious Eric Escala. He's going to be sitting in here with me as my guest co-host today. And Eric, I've got a big event coming up before Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. On Monday, I looked around and realized that Black women were still grieving over the loss. A lot of us thought we would see the first Black female president in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. We're ready to celebrate. We're ready to be a part of history. And when that didn't happen, a lot of us felt the rejection of that. And so after the election, I had a big party at a club and invited a bunch of Black women to try to restore joy and lift our spirits. And it worked. But then the closer we get to the inauguration, I saw feeling of let down come back. And I thought, I got to do something.
And what you've got going is not just symbolic. It isn't a march or something. It's a very practical.
It's a very practical thing. A lady who came to visit my church was in crisis, needed some housing. She went over to Tubman. And when she checked in, I realized that they were low on bedding. And so I said, this is a great idea. So God put some creativity in my spirit. And I thought, we're going to do some giving on Inauguration Day. I'm going to get a bunch of Black women. We're going to get out of the house. We're going to go buy bedding. And we're going to take it down to Tubman for an MLK Day of Service, especially for Black women. And when I put the call out on social media, and you were asking me earlier how I use social media, I use it to mobilize people for good. And when I put the note out on social media that I was looking for Black women and that I needed them to bring bedding to Tubman on Monday at noon, Yolanda Pearson was one of the first people online to not just donate, but get everybody that she knew to donate as well. And she is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Yolanda, girl, if anybody was giving out a spirit award, you would get it for being the biggest cheerleader. Thank you so much for getting behind this cause.
Hey, Shaletta, you know what? Thank you for doing this. I think this was just what I needed, my friends needed, so everybody has rallied around it. I mean, it's just been a blessing to all of us.
Now, we are going to be taking twin size and full size comforter sets as well as pillows, Eric, to Tubman on Monday in honor of MLK Day, but to also give Black women a sense of purpose, bring us together, get us out of the house so we're not watching the inauguration and run our blood pressure up all over again.
Have you put an address up on your website?
Oh, let me get it. Yep, it's on all of my social media pages, and it's at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. If you go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com and you look on the website, it says buy bedding. And if you click on that, it'll take you right to the information that you need. Thank you so much for reminding me, Eric. Now, Eric, this is Yolanda. Yolanda, this is Eric, my friend. Now, Yolanda, you got to tell Eric what you did when you find out that we were collecting bedding for Tubman and the families living in their shelter. It's going to blow your way, Eric.
I was just, you know, I was going to the Target just to get some, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get 10. My husband and I are going to donate them. And then God put it on my spirit, like, nope, you can do more than that. Send out a call to your friends. So I started texting my friends, and they were like, hey, put it on social media so we can share it. And so then I walked away. My husband was talking about the truck when I got home, and I was like, hey, we're going to fill up the truck with bedding and take it over to Tubman. And he was like, what? I was like, yeah, we're going to fill up the truck. And so we are going to fill up my husband's dump truck. And so I asked people to donate 50 pillows and 50 full-size bed-in-a-bags. And people have came to this like never before. I mean, you would have not thought this was 24 hours ago that I asked people to do that. I mean, people have showed up and showed out. We have 38 bed-in-a-bags, and we have over 60, I think 60 or 70 pillows now. Why, I mean, people just have showed up. It's amazing.
Why do you think there's been this outpouring?
You know what? I think people don't know what to do. I think there's a lot of, especially for Black women and Black people in general, there's a lot of emotions that's happening within our communities. You know, if you think about the rhetoric and what this election really told us was not only that we were not seen, it didn't matter what our credentials were. It doesn't matter what we've accomplished. We're just not seen or even equivalent to what our white counterparts have. And I mean, we see it every day in corporate America working. And so people want to mobilize and help each other because we have to help each other. And I think people don't know what to do. And so when someone asks you or even just guides you, I feel like Shaletta is leading the way for us on what do we do? How do we really have an impact on our own communities? How do we take our power back? And how do we change the narrative and also lift our own spirits up? And for me, this has really been a moment of connecting back to my roots, growing up with my grandmother, who was a servant leader and all about the community.
Do you think this can become more of a continual thing and not just a one-off on MLK Day or on an inauguration, that it can be sustaining throughout the year?
I do. I think with the right leadership and the right spirit behind it, I think it absolutely can be.
He over here pointing at me. He over here pointing at me. When you said the great leader, he over here pointing at me like you the one she talking about.
Yeah. Shaletta's got to be it doesn't have to be, but has been called upon to be kind of the tip of the spear. Is that what we call it?
I call myself the unofficial official president of the Delegation of Black Women in Minnesota.
How do you get that on a business card?
You got to flip it over.
Yeah.
You got to flip it over on the backside. But, you know, I can't, I can't lead if nobody's following. And I just so appreciate Yolanda and so many of the other women who saw the social media posts, answered the call, Jan Rainey and so many others. And, you know, good wholesome white women who have called and emailed and said, we want to help too. I'm like, okay, you can't come. This is our day because we're going to be crying and laughing and snotting and dropping off bedding, but you can donate. And Yolanda, I just have to tell you, Tubman is telling me that they have seen such an increase in their donations, the things that people have dropped off. So I just want to say thank you to you and all of the women who have decided to get behind this cause with me. Now, look, y'all don't run away. Don't go anywhere. It's 12:57 and we'll be right back on the Shaletta Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.